Day 119, or April the 29th. Things even go wrong for believers. Our thoughts today come from 2 Chronicles, chapter 32, verse 1. After all that Hezekiah had so faithfully done, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and invaded Judah. He laid siege to the fortified cities, thinking to conquer them for himself. And the big picture surrounding this verse. One of the godliest kings to rule Judah was Hezekiah, who became king when he was 25 years old. During his reign, the nation was brought back into godly ways. Alongside his prophet Isaiah, Hezekiah withstood the might of the superpower of the day, Assyria. With God's help, they were victorious against all the odds. In Jerusalem today, there is a tunnel that many visitors walk through. It's a great experience, and as dark as you can imagine, with a slowly flowing stream usually washing over your knees. This is Hezekiah's tunnel, which dates back to the days when Sennacherib besieged the city. It's a solid reminder of the accuracy of the Bible text. And today's action step. How many times have people said to you that Christianity is only for weak people who need help because they're weak? This is a massive misunderstanding. The Bible never promises a smooth ride after you trust Christ. It's the devil who will tell you that. Many people, however, do believe this and will squeal loudly at their first problem. Why did God allow this to happen to me after all I have done for him? Just imagine the wonderful atmosphere during the uplifting experiences when Hezekiah was king. Everything was going really well. People were coming from miles around and God was at the heart of the nation once again. Then it all fell apart as the Assyrians surrounded Jerusalem and there seemed to be no hope. God intervened in his own perfect timing, and he will for you too. If God defeated the mighty Assyrians, I'm sure he can defeat your problems too, in his own good time. Just trust him.